Sinead Egan is here with what it says in the papers.
Fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, sisters and brothers, says the headline on page 4 of this morning's Irish Independent, alongside photographs of the 10 people who were killed in Chrysla, County Donegal on Friday afternoon. Their photographs are on the front of all today's papers, broadsheets and tabloids alike. Our hearts are broken, says the Irish Sun. We hold you in our hearts, says the Irish Daily Mirror. They had so much to live for, is on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, while the Irish Daily Mail simply says, pray for them. On page 2 of the Irish Times, Conor Lally reports on the investigation into what happened on Friday. He writes that Gardaí are to bring in blast experts from overseas to assist them with their inquiries. According to the paper, investigating Gardaí are keeping an open mind as they attempt to establish what happened. But it's strongly suspected that a gas leak caused the explosion at the complex. Beyond the Chrysla tragedy, there's coverage this morning of the pressure on Ireland's energy infrastructure as we face into winter. Shauna Bowers in the Irish Times reports from County Wicklow, where she met publican Paul Moynihan, who owns Moynihan's Bar in Dunard. He's also president of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. He says the goal this winter isn't to make a profit, it's just to survive. His electricity bill has risen from €800 per month to €2,500. In the Irish Examiner, the front page coverage is given to the death of Ted Crosby, the former owner of that paper. He was 91 years old. He was described by Taoiseach Micheál Martin as a true pioneer of modern Irish media, with a keen scientific and business mind and a passion for enriching the charitable and cultural and social life of his city and country. On page 4 of that paper, Elaine Loughlin reports that the 6 religious orders involved in mother and baby homes have yet to agree to pay towards a redress scheme a full year after it was announced. According to the paper, Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman and his officials remain in discussion with leaders of the Catholic Church and the Church of Ireland, as well as religious congregations, but no agreement has been reached on the amount that will be contributed to the state redress scheme. The government cannot compel the orders to make any payment, but it's requesting that they help pay for some of the €800 million scheme, which Minister O'Gorman hopes to have in place within the coming months. Back to Donegal and in The Independent, Martina Devlin writes that none of us needs to experience precisely what individuals, families and the Chrysla community are undergoing currently to appreciate how brutal it is for them. She describes how when horrible things happen, it's not unusual to scroll back over the hours approaching them and think, what if she'd taken a different route that day? We cudgel our brains with what-ifs, knowing they change nothing and events cannot be reversed. Such magical thinking, as Joan Didion called it, is beyond us. And in the Irish Times, Una Mullally dedicates her column to the tragedy. Grief is really about love, she writes. The depth of one's grief is one side of the scales, the other side of which is weighed down with love. They must balance, and that's the price of living a life where love is felt.